series is to know who are the Satanists, the Baphomets, and I wouldn't say creepy. I wanna give you the knowledge of Satanists are atheists. Satanists does not believe in the devil. Satanists believe in the Baphomet, which is a goat. He's got a wing, and a lot of people worship him. It's like idolatry. The Bible says, thou shalt have no other God before me. So these Satanists are, they once was in church, and now they came out of church and don't believe in no devil, don't believe in nothing, and they're Satanists. Now they know the word of God, but don't practice the word of God, and don't believe in the word of God, don't believe in God. So I'm making this episode, this series, about who is a Satanist. So I want you to know that God is better, is greater than Satan. Even though these people don't worship Satan, they don't worship nothing, but they know more about God. They know more about the Bible. And so I want to equip you to know the word of God when you're facing these Satanists, which are atheists.
Seven laws of the Satanic Temple. Number one, one should strive to act with compassion and empathy towards all creatures in accordance with reason. Number two, the struggle for justice is an ongoing and necessary pursuit that should prevail over laws and institutions. Number three, one's own body is inviolable, subject to one's own will alone. Number four, the freedoms of others should be respected, including the freedom to offend. To willfully and unjustly encroach upon the freedoms of another is to forego one's own. Number five, beliefs should conform to one's best scientific understanding of the world. One should take care never to distort scientific facts to fit one's own beliefs. Six, people are fallible. If one makes a mistake, one should do one's best to rectify it and resolve any harm that might have been caused. And number seven, every tenet is a guiding principle designed to inspire nobility in action and thought. The spirit of compassion, wisdom, and justice should always prevail over the written or spoken word. So basically, be kind to one another because you want to be, not because you're scared that your God is going to punish you in the afterlife. And believe science. So much child sacrifice! Did you know?
Then, as long as they're happy and it's not hurting them or hurting someone else.
Christina Longsword threw her kids back.
Got some pencils and we got a sticker.
New school supplies from her kids, a new group. The After School Satan Club.
Did your kids have fun today?
Oh yeah, they had a blast. They can't wait for the next one.
It's sponsored by the Satanic Temple. The After School program is popping up around the nation and in many schools that also give space to Christian groups. In Ohio, there's three. Lebanon, Eaton, and now Wilmington.
I'm